A focus on the church in Zimbabwe, an in-depth look at environmental issues, and a couple of new documents on social justice and interfaith relations. These were some of the key issues on the agenda at the recent plenary assembly of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. The meeting, held last week in Leeds, was followed on Monday by a day of prayer, reflection and fellowship between the Catholic bishops and Anglican church leaders in London, the second such initiative to foster deeper relationships and increased cooperation between the leaders of the two main Christian denominations. Also in attendance at the plenary assembly in Leeds were two Catholic bishops from Zimbabwe, following on from a visit by English bishops earlier this year to the Southern African nation. To find out more, I spoke to the General Secretary of the Bishops' Conference, Monsignor Andrew Summersgill.
Yes, that's right. As you say, the Cardinal and Bishop Hollis have been to visit the Zimbabwean bishops, and also before that Bishop John Rawsthorne, as the chair of CAFOD, he has also been there with Bishop Hollis visiting. And at the last visit, the Cardinal invited representatives from the Zimbabwean bishops to come and take part in our own bishops' meeting. So Archbishop Robert Ndlovu and Bishop Martin Munyani have been here, and it was really quite moving. They spoke about the pastoral and the humanitarian situation in Zimbabwe. They were very, very grateful for the solidarity that is shown by the church in this country with the church in Zimbabwe. And they were particularly grateful for the welcome that is given in parish communities to Zimbabweans who've had to leave Zimbabwe and who are now settling in England and Wales.
They were, I imagine, painting quite a dramatic picture of the difficulties that continue to plague people there.
They were doing that, but what they were also painting was a picture of hope, in a sense that their feeling is that it will be possible to rebuild and to redevelop from what, as we all know, is quite a tragic and difficult situation. But there was a real sense of hope, and that we will be able to rebuild our society.
Going on then to the environment, you said you heard from scientists, people talking particularly about climate change, I imagine.
That's right, yeah. We had three people who came to speak with the bishops. Mary Colwell, who's a producer for the BBC on natural history programmes. And with her, there was Professor Piers Foster, who is the Professor of Climate Change at Leeds University. And he was able to go into some detail about the science for climate change and the science on the effects and the consequences of climate change. And then he was complemented by Professor David Raffaele, who's the head of environment development at the University of York. And he spoke particularly about the interrelatedness of man and the climate, and the whole question of biodiversity and how we need to ensure that the diversity of the ecosystems is maintained as climate changes. So it was a really interesting bringing together of theology, science, and the dignity of the human person.
There are those who would say this focus on the environment is very overdue by the churches, that it's high time they did put this at the top of the agenda. Would you say that that is perhaps the thinking that is developing now?
Well, I would say that it's a building on something that has perhaps been inherent in the church's teaching. Our own Bishops' Conference, for example, produced a document maybe 5 or 6 years ago now, I think, on the call of creation and on our stewardship of creation. But you do see that it is becoming more and more part of the life of church communities, on the thinking and the work of theologians. And also, it's something with which younger generations within the church are very much engaged and are very much seeking to be able to apply to their lives as Christians.
And so were there any practical suggestions as to ways in which the church can perhaps take a leadership role in practical applications?
Well, I think we've already got those, in the sense that there are programmes being developed in terms of the use of church buildings, for example, our own use of and awareness of carbon footprints and that kind of thing. So I think there they're quite organic at the moment, and certainly they do need to be developed. And one of the ways that we have been trying to do that, together with CAFOD and other church agencies, has been a programme which is now in its third year, which is called Live Simply. And it's about developing a sustainable way of living in all aspects of life.
You mentioned also a couple of teaching documents that the bishops are working on, one on social teaching and the other on dialogue with other religions. Can you give us any hints as to when these may appear and what perhaps will be the novelty of them?
Well, I think the document on interreligious dialogue is probably the one which is most developed. And what they're trying to do there, the bishops are reflecting on the situation in this country and what is the specific contribution that the Catholic Church can make to the dialogue between religions. And it's very much a theological focus, because within our own society, much of the public agenda is rather focused on what we call social cohesion. So that is communities living together. And I think what our bishops are reflecting on particular is what the contribution of faith and religion is to that, rather than being the cause of a lack of cohesion. What in fact does faith, religion, personal spirituality contribute to our living together? And I think we would hope that that document would be available sometime next year. The other document is quite embryonic at the moment, really. That's a document on the social teaching of the church. And it's largely to build on a document which was produced by the bishops of England and Wales about 10 years ago, which was on the common good and how the Catholic Church can be at the service of the common good. And so it will be building on that and looking at quite a different situation now. It's 10 years and things have changed an awful lot. And in fact, the whole question of reflecting on the church's social teaching and the very different religious context in which we live, they're quite linked, really.
And my thanks there to Monsignor Andrew Summers-Gill, General Secretary of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.